Let's bring in Florida Senator Rick Scott. Senator, answer those questions. Did we indirectly pay for the plague that killed 1.1 million Americans? And will Republicans step up to stop it from happening again?
Number one, I think it's clear that it came from the Wuhan lab. Number two, it sure appears that money came somewhere through, that was federal dollars, through a variety of ways it could have gotten there. Number three, both people in America, individuals in America, and clearly Communist China wanted to cover up that it could be the Wuhan lab leak. So the way I think about it is the American public needs to know everything we know. Everything that happened, it all ought to be, let's put it out there, let's get the facts, and then everybody can make a decision on what they believe. I think we clearly have to hold Communist China accountable for what they did to our economy, to the people that lost their lives, to people that have been injured because of this. So we've got to get the information out there, and there has to be accountability against Communist China for what they did to us and the world.
So, Senator, with regard to gain of function, we have scientists that modify viruses so they can create vaccines so they can prevent a pandemic. The problem is we didn't prevent a pandemic with gain of function. We caused a pandemic with gain of function. Dr. Redfield said it should be banned. Do you agree? Should we ban gain of function research?
I think what we have to do is let's look at what we should be doing and what we should be doing. But for sure, what we shouldn't be doing is paying for it to be done in Communist China. I mean, we should be very clear that we shouldn't be funding anything in Communist China. Nothing should be funded out of American taxpayer dollars. Nothing should be done for their private sector. We have got to make sure we all understand something. The government of Communist China has decided to be our enemy. They have decided. We didn't decide that. They decided that. No funding should go there. We should not buy anything from there. We have to look at them as our mortal enemy now because they want to demolish our way of life, whether it's TikTok hurting our kids, whether it's fentanyl killing 70,000 Americans, whether it's our military, they're trying to build a military to defeat us, taking away our jobs, stealing everything they can, Chinese spy balloons. Let's all wake up. But on gain of function research, we've got to look at whether we should be doing it this country, but for sure we shouldn't be paying for it to be done in China.
Senator, I know this hearing was about the origins of COVID, but it's also how the U.S. handled it. And Dr. Redfield testified today that Dr. Tony Fauci did indeed sideline him from internal debates about the origins of COVID from the very beginning. And we know that emails uncovered that Fauci ordered a paper in February of 2020 to end all argument about whether the virus leaked from that Wuhan lab, among many truly nefarious actions by Tony Fauci as he was guiding the nation through a tunnel of doom, if you will. But here's Congresswoman Debbie Dingell defending Fauci. Listen.
We cannot go down a dangerous path by pushing unfounded conspiracies about Dr. Fauci.
What say you, Senator?
Let's put the facts out there. The facts are that he tried to cover up his involvement in helping fund gain-of-function research. Those are the facts. But guess what? Let's just put all the information out there. Let the American public decide, right? And then let's learn from this. Let's learn from this because here's what's happened. Americans have lost trust with NIH. They've lost trust with the CDC. They've lost trust with a lot of our government because they don't feel like our government has been honest with them, which our government has not been honest. Because I can tell you, I've been in the Senate for 4 years. It is so hard to get information out of the executive branch. That's got to change. We work for the American public. The executive branch works for the American public. Put the information out there and let the American public make a decision.
And Senator, not just in regard to the lab leak theory, but what was the effectiveness of masks? What was the effectiveness of the vaccines and lockdowns? We should have a full review of all of the policies and decisions that were made during the pandemic. So when the next one hits, we can make better decisions for our kids and our families and our health.
How are we going to get trust back in government
Yes.
if we don't honestly do a review of how we acted? What do you do? I'm a business guy. In business, you know, you'd love everything to go perfectly. It doesn't. But what you try to do is not make the same mistake twice. You learn, you review, you go back and say, this worked, this didn't work, we had bad information, we didn't use the information properly. That's what you do. That's what we should be doing here. But if somebody intentionally did the wrong thing. That's different.
This destroyed children. These people, led by Tony Fauci, destroyed the lives and futures of children and put the United States on a financial path to ruin. I digress. The White House is endorsing a bipartisan bill that will allow the government to regulate and even ban foreign-produced technology. We're talking about TikTok. Listen to this clip from today's Senate intelligence hearing.
The vast majority of us on this committee think that increasing Chinese use of mobile apps like TikTok. And while we have different approaches, I know the Vice Chairman and I very much believe that the TikTok poses a national security threat, both in terms of data collection and in terms of a potentially enormous propaganda tool.
Senator Scott, this hands power to the executive branch, the Commerce Department, to do something about it. Is this wise?
Well, I would just ban TikTok. I mean, it's real simple for me. I'll do everything I can never to buy a Chinese product, never put a Chinese app on my phone, use a Chinese service. So I would outright ban it. But if that's not what we can get past, let's give the executive branch the power to do it. Unfortunately, what we have is a president that's soft on China. For whatever reason, he's soft on China. Won't shoot down a drone that's collecting, or a balloon collecting data going across the country. But let's all remember, here's what they're doing, whether it's the Chinese drones, the DJI drones, they're surveillance. TikTok surveillance, the spy balloon surveillance. I mean, they're surveilling us. I mean, they don't like our way of life. They want to demolish our way of life. They're killing our citizens. 70,000 people died of fentanyl. How many people died of the coronavirus because of what the Chinese have done? Wake up, Americans. Stop doing business with China.
Senator, I agree with what you say, but it would be nice if all the senators had a backbone to push back and say, you know what, we ourselves in the Senate are going to ban TikTok. We're not going to give it to the Commerce Department where someone is unelected and we're not going to be held accountable by all the millions of TikTok users. That would be nice. It's not going to happen. I get the politics. I was there. I get how it happens.
Don't make the kiddies mad, you politicians.
You got to pass what you can get past, Senator. I agree with that. But hold on a second, because I got to move on here, because there's growing pressure on the federal officials to curb cartel violence after two Americans were killed following a violent kidnapping in a Mexico border city.
David Smunt is at the Justice Department with the details. David.
Good evening. There is increasing pressure for the U.S. government to formally designate these Mexican drug cartels as foreign terrorist organizations. This comes just days after this recent tragedy. The video shows the foursome attacked by the cartel, thrown into the back of a truck. They crossed the border for a medical procedure. Today, the head of the CIA, the director of national intelligence, and FBI director all pressed on what to do about drug cartels in Mexico.
What additional authorities, what additional resources do we need to defeat this threat to American lives?
One of the things I've learned in the 2 years that I've been there is that we do not have as deep a bench of analysts on these issues, and we are not as, therefore, resourced as we need to be in order to really address this question.
Today at the Worldwide Threats hearing in the Senate, Democratic Senator Michael Bennett from Colorado said the fentanyl crisis is becoming a bigger problem by the day.
We haven't made any progress. Things have gotten a lot worse, and I'm sorry to say they've gotten a lot worse during the course of this administration.
Senator Lindsey Graham wants to send the U.S. military across the border to fight these cartels.
What drives this is fentanyl. It's been a game changer. More people died in the United States from fentanyl poisoning than car wrecks and gun violence combined.
Graham says he'll announce legislation to send the U.S. military over the border. The White House has been noncommittal on such a plan. Dagan, Sean.
David Splunt, thank you.
Senator, do you get behind Lindsey Graham, the fellow senator's proposal about the designation as a foreign terrorist organization and the use of our military to target labs across the border?
I think it's clear the first thing we have to do is we have to live in reality. They're a terrorist organization. Number two is, why don't we secure a border so they don't have the power they have? And then to the extent that we have the resources and we have the authority, we ought to do everything we can to eliminate the cartel. But we should have higher expectations for the Mexican government. The Mexican government should be our partner, not sit on the sidelines. I look at this as just like I look at China. Right now, let's look at what's happened in Mexico. It is a dangerous place. What are we doing, Americans? Why are we going there? If you wanted to change the way Mexico operates, secure the border, and Americans should stop spending money there. If you want to change it, let's take things in our control. Like parents should get their kids off of TikTok. That's the first thing we ought to be doing on our own, whether we pass the law or not. But on top of that, with regard to the border, why don't we just secure the darn border? The cartels will have way less influence. Then we can figure out how we get rid of them.
You know, I hope the Senate doesn't follow Lindsey Graham's lead. He's a nice man, but whenever there's a crisis, he talks loud, draws a crowd, and nothing ever happens after the crisis passes. If we're going to do something, I think someone's going to have to lead the effort. But this is a problem, Senator. As you know, it's been the cartels have been festering. They've been growing. They've been getting wealthier from drug trafficking and human trafficking. Do you think, as the situation in Mexico devolves, that Joe Biden is going to change course on the border and actually do something to secure it and deal with the cash flow that goes to the cartels?
The only chance is he's running for re-election, so maybe he's going to figure out that the American public are fed up with this. They're fed up with 70,000 people dying of fentanyl. They're fed up with an open border. They're fed up with criminals and terrorists coming into this country. Maybe that will be the only reason it changes, because right now, the border's open. Come on, let's live in reality. He's allowed the border to be open, and he's not doing anything to change it.
Biden laid the foundation for the cartels to profit from human suffering and misery. And imagine the lives that could have been saved in 2 years. Fentanyl poisonings, children and women who would not have died.
Destabilized Mexico in the process.
Exactly. Senator, quickly, but tomorrow is Biden Budget Day. He will release his budget proposal. And in part of it, he is promising to shore up Medicare for the next couple of decades. But it involves, if you read his proposal, it involves huge tax increases for people making over $400,000 a year, and also limited access to treatments. If you read the Wall Street Journal editorial, it means drug rationing. What do you make of what you know so far?
Well, here's a guy that, when he's in the Senate, proposed cutting Medicare. Here's a guy that, between the time he was vice president and president, used a loophole not to pay his Medicare taxes. Right. So, I mean, so look, this is a typical Biden approach. You know, we need to tax the rich. We need to, you know, we need more revenues. We don't need more revenues. We need more accountability. We have plenty of revenues up here, but we have, you know, they're not doing anything to fix any program up here, and we're running unbelievable deficits. That's what's putting Medicare and Social Security at risk. There's ways to fix Medicare, to improve the delivery system. You don't have to keep doing what the Democrats did last fall, where they cut Medicare benefits by reducing life-saving drugs. That shouldn't be happening, but that's what the Democrats want to do. Cut your benefit, but don't really tell you you're cutting their benefit.
You prioritize spending and get rid of the bloat. There's plenty of money to fix Medicare and Social Security, Senator, which is what you've talked about, which we appreciate your leadership on these issues and driving a conversation so important. Senator Rick Scott from the great state of Florida, thank you for joining us.
Nice seeing y'all. Bye-bye.